The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So who is the boy in the castle? And is there really a boy in the castle?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to our archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes with my sister, Kathy Gordon. You doing good tonight?
I'm doing great. Ready to be totally spooked.
Well, we'll see if we can make that happen. This is a story about a castle. So I don't really think they're from the U.S. because we don't have a lot of castles in the U.S. But where I live, we do have one home that they built like a castle.
I was going to say Wichita's
got one. We've got one castle. But, you know, Here in the U.S., we're not known for our castles. So let's dive into a castle story. So my story begins when I was roughly 8 to 12 years old in there. My family and I were visiting my grandmother's house and decided to go on a walk with her around town. She told us there was a castle nearby and that it was free to visit. It was only a small castle, nothing much to see, but it was a fun idea since there was nothing to do at the time. So when we were walking around, we couldn't help but notice one of the tower areas was blocked off. There was a gate with a chain around it stating the area was under construction and wouldn't be available to visitors until they had finished the renovations. We were about to leave that area since we couldn't go in there anyway until we heard a really weird banging sound coming from inside the tower area. No one was in there, and you could see all around the tower since there weren't any obstructions and there was no one there or any factories nearby to cause the sound. It was late, so there wasn't much traffic either, We shrugged it off. We were about to head back home when we heard the bang again. But this time, there were three bangs. My brother said it sounded like drums being hit. I remember seeing a weird mist in the middle of the tower, and I told my grandma that there was something watching us. I said it looked like a child, but I couldn't really tell. My family was getting a bit creeped out at this point, as I can imagine, and I said to them that he seemed friendly and was just wandering around the tower. He didn't speak to me, but he seemed to not show any anger towards us and just wanted to wander about. My grandma took out her camera and snapped a few pictures. There was nothing interesting in the first few, so she asked me to try to talk to him to see what would happen. I started to ask him questions, but I couldn't see him too well, so I couldn't tell exactly where he was. We weren't having any luck as none of us could hear any voices, but noticed the drumming sound seemed to be getting more frequent. So my brother said to me, ask it to drum once for yes and twice for no. I did as he asked, and I repeated one of my earlier questions. If you are happy with us being here, drum once for yes and twice for no. We heard one drum beat. Then I asked, if you are friendly, drum once for yes, twice for no. He once again replied with one drum beat. The last question I remember asking was, do you mind if we could take a picture of you, drum once for yes, twice for no? This time he drummed twice. My grandma took out her camera and once again took a few photos, as a grandma would, despite the fact he just told her no. I added that part. We were shocked as one of the photos seemed to be of a small, misty, childlike figure wearing an old uniform with what looked like a strap going along his chest. It wasn't too clear, so we weren't able to see if it was a drum strap or anything, but it was freaky. We thought it was getting late and we should head back to the house, so we said thanks to the boy and headed back home. We decided to look up the history of the castle, only to find it was pretty haunted. There are numerous ghost stories about the place, and one of them was a child who was part of a military marching band that died in one of the towers. Unfortunately, we can't confirm this since we weren't able to find any actual facts about a child dying in the castle, but nevertheless, it was an odd coincidence. Sadly, I haven't got the photo anymore since we didn't get it printed and the computer we had it on crashed a year later, taking the photo with it. Sometimes I wish I'd backed it up since it was the best thing I've ever caught to this date. And I used to visit the tower often in hopes I would see my ghost friend again. I only saw him a few times after that incident. When the tower reopened, he seemed to have vanished. Maybe he didn't want to be disturbed anymore. My brother told me that when you're a child, you're more prone to seeing spirits. But as you get older, you lose some of those senses. Either way, I hope this spirit has finally rested and is happy. Thank you for reading my story. I'm not a very good writer since I don't do this sort of thing often. I wish you the best and looking forward to the next episode. I will say her brother's absolutely right. And we talk about this a lot, how kids are able to sense things that as adults, you know, you might have had the ability as a kid, but then as an adult, you don't sense things anymore.
I think that's absolutely true. I also think that if you have experiences as a child, maybe you tend to have them, you can, you know, have a tendency to have them later in life too. If you're exposed early, it kind of awakens this in you. But I think that could happen, that you could lose that as a, you know, maybe as you got a little bit older, you weren't quite as aware.
Well, and I think too that when you could see something somewhere, you could experience something somewhere and you want to go back and recreate that, doesn't mean necessarily that the kid's gone. He just doesn't want to show himself to you again. I think that could happen.
Exactly. I think that's really true too. I mean, I just definitely believe that there's spirits among us, but they either want to be seen or not.
Yeah, because really, if you're a ghost, like having to mess with people all the time would get really old. It's like, come on, I know I'm a ghost, but I don't perform on demand.
And you know, maybe as she got older and he just wasn't interested in her anymore. You know, he wanted younger people to you know, be around or something as well.
Here's the other thought I have on this one, is that when they went there and they had the experience, there was construction, some kind of renovation going on. And maybe that disturbed the spirit. Maybe that kind of woke up the spirit. Then once everything settled down again, maybe it's like the spirit kind of settled down again.
Yeah, could be. But I just truly believe he just may not be there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Thank you for that story. You know. Let's try a phone call. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Doug, and I live in Lakeland, Florida. I got some interesting stories to tell you about, well, doors that open and close and lock on their own. Okay, for example, okay, where I work at, which is a grocery chain, I'm in security right now. And we got a new post. And for some reason, the door would lock on its own. And we would find ourselves outside this building. And so we had to end up leaving the key on the outside. So if it would lock on its own, then we could just unlock and go back in. Now, it had replaced a post that had been there since the 1970s. Okay. And we were trying to figure out why this door was doing this. I mean, we checked everything. One time I walked into the post and the door shut behind me. And it locked on its own because I heard it click. Mm. And the owner of the company, or the founder of the company, his first name is George. So I just figured, well, maybe Mr. George was upset that we had moved the original post and put in a new one. For what I understood, this particular plant, which is a bakery, was one of his favorites. So maybe he was upset that we replaced something. So I said, Mr. George, I had enough of this crap. And so basically, it was doing it to a lot of people. So one day, I went up to grab the doorknob to open it up to go inside the building, and the whole thing collapsed. It just came apart. So we haven't had too much problems with that since, but we still keep the key on the outside just in case. Now, there could be logical, you know, explanations for this, because personally, I don't believe in ghosts. However, a couple years after that, which was just like last year, we had a hurricane come through Florida, and I babysit at the building across the street. Okay, it had a section which my security badge would get me in, and another section which it would not allow me in. So I went up on the second floor where I could look down on the entrance into the plant so I could keep an eye in case we, you know, have somebody that comes in that shouldn't. So, you know, I was getting bored. So I walked down the hallway, and at the other end of the building, there is an elevator which takes to this one section which I don't have access to. I do not have badge access. You have to have access to operate this elevator. Okay, so I'm looking, and actually what I'm looking for is I'm looking for a window to see, you know, like the other side of what's going on with the storm, is why I actually walk down that hallway. All of a sudden, the elevator door opened. And you know, I sort of tilted my head to look inside because I thought, well, I'm security. Somebody could actually still be in the building, though they're not supposed to. And, you know, there was nobody there. And the elevator door stayed open for a while, and then it shut. Now, it didn't move or anything like that. And I went up to see if maybe I somehow activated it, you know, sensor anything. No, you have to have badge access. And I don't have badge access. Now, when I'm relating this story to people I work with, they go, well, did you get inside? I said, heck no, I didn't get inside that elevator. So anyway, between that area and where I had stationed myself, there's a door. It's not latched or anything. It's just one of those doors. Doesn't matter what side you're on. You just come up and you push it forward and go through. Well, every so often, that door actually would open up and close. And I checked that out. No reason that it would be doing that. And so it gets to the point where I position myself. My back was actually towards that door. So I just ignored it. Every time that thing opened and closed, you know, I just ignored it. Of course, I still blame it on the ghost of Mr. George. And I tell the story. Of course, when I tell the story, I tell people that I don't believe in ghosts, but these things I just told you happen. And of course, other people will say, well, yeah, that's Mr. George. And I go, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if ghosts become obsessed with doors or not. But out of the three things that I told you, heck no, I wasn't going to get on that elevator. I mean, somebody had done lost their mind to think that I would. But anyway, I just thought that I would share it. I'm sure there is a reasonable, logical explanation to everything I just told you. But, you know, it's kind of fun to tell a story of something like that that happens to you. Well, all right. Well, take it easy. Have a good day.
Okay, that made me laugh because he's laughing while he's telling it. But it's almost like this guy's got something with doors. Like,
well, you know, this is a thing, right? Because I've been having it happen at my house. And I totally get what he's talking about. Like, you know, I know I shut the door. I shut it until I heard it click, right? I go down the hall, I come back, the door is wide open. I live by myself. It's impossible. Right? And when you turn around and see it, just like he talked about the elevator door open, when you turn around and see it, you know, your heart just sinks.
Because he's like, no way was I getting on the elevator.
Right. He may not believe in him, but he's not going to get on the elevator either. But, you know, you know it. Right. That when you're having to have a key on the outside because, you know, and, you know, you double checked it, you know, all these things. And I'm telling you that that is a real thing with doors. And I've thought about it a lot. Like, what are they trying to say? I mean, is it because they're trying to keep you out? They don't want you in. Is it because they're trying to keep you in? You know, I knew you had the same thing too, Carol, when we were kids, that we had a bathroom that was really creepy, a creepy upstairs bathroom. Yeah. And on more than one occasion, I would go to put my hand on the bathroom door and it wouldn't let me out. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't lock. But
yeah, because it was an old door that you had to actually move a lock, and you had to physically lock it.
And it was as if someone was holding the door shut from the other side, like pulling it on you. And, you know, sometimes the handle would shake back and forth and stuff like that. So I've always, ever since then, been very, very sensitive about being in a locked, smaller room of some sort, because I'm always really nervous about trying to get back out again, that it won't let me out, whatever's there, you know? And so I'm very sensitive to what Doug is saying in this story. I think there's a real thing with spirits trying to contain you. And it's a way to do it through, you know, locked doors and things, obviously.
Well, like he said, you know, it could be debunked, I guess. You know, there could be something up with the door. But then you also know, like, there's no way that door should be shut. It was just opened. And nobody could have shut that door. And now why is it shut? So I think...
Well, and, you know, at my house, I'm shutting the door because it was open, and I'm like, oh no, I'm shutting this door. Look, me, my dog, I'm shutting the door. I come back, the dang door is open.
See, Kathy, and this is why I don't want to stay at your house. I love you, but I don't want to stay at your house.
Well, if you yell real loud, I'll come open.
Okay, you would help me. If you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through applepodcast.com and try it for 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.